You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, one of the options being employed by cash-strapped listed companies at the moment is to withhold dividend payments to navigate the COVID storm. But faced with scheduled dividend payments, these companies could find themselves and their preference shareholders in further financial straits if they don't act swiftly, because missing a dividend payment without renegotiating preference share terms can have income tax implications. René Lagrange is a partner in the tax practice of Bowman and joins us now. René, welcome to the show. What are the tax risks of defaulting on scheduled dividend payments?
Thank you, Michael. Preference share dividends are ordinarily exempt from income tax, but missing a dividend payment could change that tax profile. Defaulting on payment could trigger income tax for the preference shareholder, and often the preference share terms cater for gross-up clauses. These clauses require the company to pay more dividends to put the preference shareholder in the same position it would have been had the dividends been exempt. In other words, more tax for the preference shareholder and higher funding costs for the company.
Now, there is a difference of views on the tax impact of a trigger event such as missing a scheduled dividend payment, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. And that's the crux of the tax legislation. The tax provisions apply if the preference shareholder has a right to redemption or the company is obliged to redeem the preference shares within 3 years from the date that that right or obligation arises. And there are two differing views on this point. The one view is, if it's written into the share terms from the start, this right or obligation to redeem has always been there, and there can't be a trigger event at the time of missing the payment. But the other view is that there's no right or obligation at the date that the preference shares are issued. It's conditional on an uncertain future event taking place, being the default event. And if that view applies, the tax will arise on the dividends. And the problem is that certainly one does not want to hang your hat on interpretation.
Absolutely, because you just don't know which way it could be interpreted. What should companies do to avoid all doubt?
The best is for cash-strapped companies that may have liquidity issues with regard to a scheduled dividend payment to negotiate with the preference shareholder in advance and to agree on different terms so as to not trigger the default event.
Do you see these dividend risks just rising over the course of the next 6 months due to the impact of COVID-19?
Yes, well, we've all seen the low dividend yields on ordinary shares, and the impact of COVID-19 business interruption on cash and profits will certainly also have an impact on preference shares.
And if you see companies needing to bear in mind issues around how they approach this, what should they bear in mind when it comes to early redemption?
We at Bowman have seen of late quite a few early redemption of preference shares. And the same legislation that causes tax for preference share dividends on missing a payment or in the case of default can also apply if that arrangement to early pay causes the company to have an obligation to redeem, or there's a new right that the preference shareholder receives to early redemption. And then all the dividends that gets paid at the time of redemption will be subject to income tax. So it's very important for the parties to